WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A new CBS News poll finds many Democrats are losing confidence in President Biden now following his dismal debate performance.
The numbers don't look good, says Jennifer DePinto, CBS's Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys.
For months, voters have expressed doubts about whether President Joe Biden has the cognitive health to serve as president, and now those doubts have grown. After the debate, nearly three-quarters of the electorate, 72% of voters, don't think he has that cognitive health, and that includes 4 in 10 in his own party.
But Democratic Representative James Clyburn tells CNN he strongly disagrees.
He should stay in this race.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham does not agree. He tells CNN it's not just one night.
You know, this idea that Biden had a bad night, that's not the story. He's had a bad presidency, had a disastrous debate. How could we get here? How could the American people see what they saw and not be forewarned?
Biden senior aides say he has no plans to drop out of the race. Hurricane Beryl has now strengthened to a dangerous Category 4 storm in the Caribbean. John Cangelosi is tracking it with the National Hurricane Center.
We're forecasting it to move across the Windward Islands early tomorrow and then track across the entire Caribbean Sea. And by the end of the period, by Friday, we think it'll be in the vicinity of the Yucatan Peninsula.
There's still no danger to the U.S. Strong winds and heavy rains are keeping thousands of Florida Panthers fans from flooding Fort Lauderdale today for the team's big Stanley Cup parade, many securing their spots hours ago.
I brought my two kids all the way from Palm Beach County. Yeah, baby! And the Panthers won!
It is the Cats' first NHL title in franchise history. Now to a more serious story out of Utica, New York, where three police officers are on paid leave over the shooting death of a young teenager who was holding a replica gun. Our Bradley Blackburn checked out new body cam footage.
Police say when officers asked to pat down the juvenile, he immediately fled on foot. The boy, 13-year-old Nyam Wei, later died at the hospital. A vigil was held at the scene.
This seems to keep repeating.
Many asking for answers about the death of a 13-year-old boy. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
It is election day in France, where voter turnout is up in snap parliament races. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Pre-vote polls predict the far right could win 36% of this first round vote. Candidates who fare best will go forward to next week's decisive final round.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wildlife advocates are filing another legal challenge to Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Mike Moan reports.
A coalition announced the appeal this week, and it centers on how the management plan came together under the state DNR. A judge dismissed the original lawsuit earlier this spring. It accused an agency panel of breaking the rules for how it interacted with special interest groups tied to hunting. Melissa Smith, with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife, says by favoring certain voices, other wildlife groups are left behind.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
The coalition says the judge's decision conflicts with principles under the public trust doctrine. The Department of Natural Resources says it cannot respond to pending litigation. This legal activity comes a few months after federal officials opted to keep the gray wolf on the endangered species list. State law requires a wolf hunt if the animal is delisted from federal protections, but the new management plan doesn't include a goal with specific numbers. Instead, the plan focuses on sustainability. Meanwhile, Smith says she wants state rules to be consistent.
If you look at the deer plan, our Wisconsin deer plan, it states plain as day that deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something is held in the public trust and when something is not.
Hunting and farming groups contend the gray wolf population has grown too large, putting livestock at risk. But conservationists say these concerns are often overstated and that management efforts need to be rooted in science. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Sunday and light winds, highs in the lower 70s. Clear skies tonight will drop back to the upper 40s. On Monday, plentiful sunshine once again, a few clouds around with highs in the lower 70s, some showers late Monday night.
Right now, it's 64.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day. And we'll hear from Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripes Cast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you and powered by Everlight Solar. And ladies and gents, with that, here is my conversation with Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Lois Bentley.
Essential energy accelerates metabolism.
Are you guys?
That's what I need.
What?
Accelerates metabolism.
Are you talking about that Celsius drink?
Yeah.
No, I good? Just got that because.
Live fit.
Huh?
It says live fit.
Live fit. I mean,
that might make me lose weight.
What do you drink? Sue,
I don't know that it's
Susie, as soon as he leaves, his water is gonna fall.
Well, it's sparkling water.
Sparkling? What the hell? You got something on your foot too?
Oh yeah, I do.
What's on your foot, Mary?
I have. Remember when we went hiking, Charlie, and I couldn't make it up with
two years ago?
Yeah, without taking my shoes off.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What's the deal? You got
arthritis. I have some torn tendons. Arthritis runs in our family. You're going to get it, too.
I got arthritis in my big toe.
You do?
I do.
See, now that's going to spread.
How are you guys?
Oh, my neighbors.
Hooray. Bye. Bye. Bye.
We're going to the casino.
They
probably want to go.
Aren't they
along.
Fun?
Who is that?
Those are my two neighbors. One is Mary and one is Joyce.
Joyce and Mary.
Joyce and Mary.
Nice.
It was a nice little.
Does Joyce spend a lot of time on the floor?
No. Is that a good place to eat, Lois?
Yes, it's a very good place.
The Britain
to eat.
House.
We'll have to try that sometime.
Okay. Is that what it's called? The Britain House?
Yeah.
Britain?
Just come up and
Britain.
Go out to
house.
Eat.
The Britain House.
Is it a British deal?
No. It's right. Just a. Well, actually, it's a good restaurant.
That was a good place to move, Lois.
Yes, it was.
No,
I could walk to the restaurant, and if I get too drunk,
walk home.
I gotta forget. I have to remember.
If I get too wasted,
I can walk home.
That's good.
I can find my house.
Lois, I don't have Siri up, so you're gonna be my. You're gonna be my Siri here. Do you know how to get to Ho-Chunk from here? No. Yeah. Otherwise, Mary's... Oh, I get on that highway up there, take a right.
Do you want me to do this?
Grandma, you want the AC on or you want your...
Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
You want higher?
Yeah, I feel high.
Okay.
Nothing's working today.
You know what? That's why it wasn't on.
Where's Ho-Chunk? Is it... Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino.
Getting directions to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
No, not Pottawatomie.
Not Potto. Ho-Chunk.
Where is that located?
What are we doing with the robot? I thought
starting
we were...
route.
Well, okay, you're doing it, Mary.
Stay the right lane.
And route.
Ending navigation.
Oh, for God. You know, this is... They...
Just wait. I'll get it.
I think I go right up here.
Well, yeah.
Well, you didn't have to say it like that, Lois.
Well, yes. I mean, that's That much I know.
You could have said, yeah, Charlie, that is correct.
Okay, Charlie, that's correct.
Oh. Thank you. Get directions to Ho-Chunk Casino in Sauk County, Wisconsin.
Getting directions to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Sweet.
Wisconsin Dells.
Starting route to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
All right. So, we'll look at that. So, yeah, anyway, arthritis. Yeah, I got arthritis in my big toe.
Well, you're going to get it all over.
I'm not going to get it.
Sure you will. Every single person in our family is died of it.
If you're
died
of
Mary, what are you doing?
In 3.7 miles.
Arthritis.
Mary, you're going to have to turn that robot off.
You're lucky Tara, if you don't get it in your back.
Do you want me to turn it down? Are you just going to watch it?
I mean...
I'm so excited, Lois.
You are. So
I can't wait to go ka-ching. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Charlie, if you have to work, like when Sue calls you up and she wants to go to the casino because she'd go every day, if you have to work, just tell her no.
Okay. Well, Mary, you just had a birthday.
Can you
talk about that? How old did you turn?
Hey, then
49.
If you just had a birthday, you can get some money at Ho-Chunk.
I know.
You
really?
Can get money from Ho-Chunk for your
birthday. Well, when was your birthday?
May 28th.
What's today?
May 30th.
Yeah, you should be able to get some.
How much?
I don't know what you're going to get. You have to just go up and tell them.
It was my birthday.
Do you get a birthday thing and you have to show them your ID?
Aaron, now I'm feeling something.
Now you're getting it.
Did you hear what I did with a gas can?
Oh.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, tell the gas can story, Mary. How the hell does this
I'm at the gas station filling up a tank for the lawnmower. Yeah. And I pressed on the gas thing. And you know how you press it and it clicks and it just goes until it's full and then it unclicks? Well, it clicked. And then I thought, holy shit, I don't know if this is going to unclick. So I tried to unclick it by pressing it up. It was stuck. So I panicked. I took it out.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. There is gas all over. And then I panicked and I thought, I've got to unclick this. So I turned it towards my face to look at it.
Oh my God.
That's like seeing if a gun is unloaded by looking down.
No. I couldn't believe I did that. So then I have gas all over my face, all over my clothes.
In your eyes.
In my eyes. Then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And then I was really panicked. Then I put it down. It's like gas all over again. Then I think I turned it towards my face again. Splashed my face again. And then the gas station guy happened to be outside filling ice. He comes running over. He's panicked now.
Well, yeah.
Ma'am. He takes the thing, presses the emergency button, clicks off the gas. And then I'm rubbing my eyes. So I go in and I douse my eyes. I go into the shower, stay in there for a while, call my eye doctor. They said, you should be okay unless it starts to burn. It starts to burn while I'm mowing lawn. I have to go in there. She says, you're lucky you have your eyesight. Your pupils are good, but you have a chemical burn in your eyes. So my brother Dave called. I was telling Joel this story. He goes, you've got to stop. I said, Joel, don't say anything. I almost lost my eyes. He said, you've got to stop. And then he starts, by the end of the conversation, he is giving me so much crap. Then Dave calls and he goes, I didn't get the phone right away. And then he called again. And he goes, you got a light?
God.
Mary, I have a question though.
Why?
Pulling out a gas pump.
Yeah.
And you want to see if there's gas coming out. Do you not have a good enough vantage point from right here to see if gas is coming out?
No, I knew that.
You have to look at it.
I was trying to fix it so it would stop.
And so you decided to point.
I thought I could see it.
Oh, see that?
Yeah.
Nice. I think you panicked, and in your panic, you chose the exact worst thing you could do in the moment.
I did the exact worst thing. Thank gosh that gas attendant was out there.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that was your turn. Ouch.
Ah!
That's stupid.
You can turn. Whatever your turn.
1 mile. I'll just turn that breeze.
And 1 mile, she said you.
Yeah. You know, this is just a symbol for life right now. Like sometimes you're on the road to life, there are directions. And if you miss your turn off, you don't need to get upset at yourself. You just reroute.
Yeah, just reroutes for you.
Yeah.
So you're okay.
Do you guys think that?
I don't understand which way it's taken. Breezy Point. Breezy Point Road, we take a right.
Yeah, did you, it is going to Ho-Chunk Gaming.
So. Yeah. You got the air on.
Air is it cool back there, man?
No,
it's fine.
Okay, we got it good. So me. It's close to the
right.
All right, keep it where it is. It's fine for Lois.
Well, oh, it doesn't matter to me.
We go climb it.
It's on high. It's fine.
Is it Breezy Point Road? Yeah, that was Breezy Point Road. Now we're rerouting again. Now we're going to Fox Lake. For God's sake, are we ever going to get there? All right.
Oh, my gosh.
This next one.
Do you want me to take my phone and direct you since you're not paying attention?
Well, you would be paying attention.
Give me my phone.
Fox Lake, that's the next one. And I am paying attention.
No, you're not, Charlie.
You're trying to accommodate the whole car. Also
that's
trying
right.
to figure out how you can,
where we're
as
going.
A grown-ass woman, spray gas in your face. What were you getting gas
for? You want a light?
The
light. Do you have a light?
Mary, were you cutting the grass?
I was cutting the grass after I sprayed it in my eye, and then my doctor said, if it burns, you have to go in. Well, I got one
he
swipe done.
He was talking about something else, Mary.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean if I light myself on fire?
Yeah,
I was.
Take exit 136.
So if we take this exit, then what?
Fox Lake.
0.2 miles to Fox Lake.
Yeah, taking it.
Right here.
I'm kind of confused. I don't think this is the way we went there the last time.
Well, no, you missed two exits, Charlie. Okay.
You know, Mary.
What do you expect?
Okay. I guess we
don't
all,
rub it in, Mary.
Yeah.
We're lucky. Well, let's just talk about rerouting our life if we miss.
Now, Mary, if you were to reroute your life at this point, where would you take it? Huh? Where would Siri tell you to go?
If I were to reroute my life, I'd be marrying a millionaire.
Oh, yeah?
6.3 miles. Turn left onto East State Street.
And why aren't you?
Yeah, Mary, there are millionaires out there. First of all, Mary, I don't think
maybe
you've
Donald
updated
Trump.
The people on your relationship
yeah,
status.
Right.
What?
The last time you were on the podcast, you were getting hot and heavy with a fella.
With Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
What happened to Matt?
We really saw a picture of him even.
Yeah, we never said. We don't even know if Matt's real.
He's like my make-believe friend when I was a kid.
You didn't want to say it, but...
My make-believe boyfriend.
Are you dating anyone else now that Matt's a figment of your imagination and the past?
So if anybody knows of a millionaire that's available...
Yeah.
If we want...
If I did, I would have her.
Yeah. Lois is going to take first dibs on the millionaire.
So, Mary, what's the long-term plan if you get a millionaire? Are you going to marry him for the money?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm moving out. He's going to support Sue in whatever way she wants to be supported. And I'm just going to go to some island with or without the millionaire.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you got to include him, Mary.
Not really.
Oh, well, then you better just forget it. No millionaire is going to marry you.
Just going to marry me for my status.
Boy, are you...
The clout.
Yep.
Mary's clout.
Wow. Wow.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary. You're not on the dating apps?
Not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a lot of people looking at my profile. but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old? At this
how old
point?
Are you, Mary?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
and
don't.
She's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How you old just, are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen, we have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Cripes Cast.
Yeah,
I bet right. you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you. So let's build your dating profile. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop.
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Just Mary.
Just listen to
be
Charlie.
Honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie. Yeah, right.
Not on the right foot. Now, Lois and Grandma Sue, I want to explain to you how these dating apps work. They ask you a bunch of questions, assuming you guys aren't already on them yourselves.
Not me.
They ask you a bunch of questions to kind of let people get a sense of who you are. So
yes.
What questions do you think Mary should answer so a fella out there can get a sense of who she is?
Charlie,
Grandma,
stop!
Grandma, first question for Aunt Mary. What do you think a fella would want to know about her?
Oh, my God.
I think her interests.
Mary, what are your interests?
Charlie, stop.
Mary?
No, that would be the first thing they would want to know.
I know this. Yes. Sex is not one of them.
Okay. How do you know that sex is not one of her interests? That's a good question.
Oh, my God.
Mary, what are you doing back there? Why do you have your phone up?
Save me.
I tell it like it is.
Why are you so far down there, Mary?
Because I'm dying. Stop.
All right, Mary, what are your interests?
I'm not telling you.
Mary.
Stop with the dating crap,
Charlie. Okay, Mary, I'm just asking for my own interests. Just a nephew trying to get to know his aunt a little bit more. What are your interests? What do you like doing?
Oh, another one is animals. She loves animals.
That's an interest.
Animals.
Mary That's loves right. animals. Mary, what is your favorite animal? And please don't say Reagan. All right.
He's my baby.
We'll start with Reagan. Mary, I think it's important for this dating app that the fellas know that you do come with a dependent, a very dependent. His name is Reagan. How old is Reagan, Mary?
He's 15.
15 years old. He is, and how old is that in dog years?
10, 7.
So 7 times 5, that's 35.
30.
So 5, carry the 3, 7. He's 105 years old in dog years.
Charlie.
What?
Leave
the I think he's
along.
Ready to kick the bucket.
No, he's not.
No, he acts like a puppy. He
These
really does.
Dogs can live till they're 25.
Really?
Shut
yes.
up.
Yes. No, I'm not kidding.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little dog.
Well, what?
He's a mini Shih Tzu.
Oh.
Mini Shih Tzu. In 0.9 miles, Charlie, take a left on East State.
I always knew he was a little. All right, so Mary, you have...
You know, Charlie, when he was laying on the floor and we thought he was dying, you looked at him and you shook your head and you said, you know...
Is it left right here, Mary?
Yeah, 0.6 on East State Street.
No,
this is East State?
No, it's not State. That's...
Charlie, you had...
Next stop sign.
Cordella.
Next stop sign... Turn left on East State.
Right.
He's got
0.4 miles.
He's got it on his, I think.
See, fellas, Mary makes a great passenger princess. You know, she's not telling you how to drive.
Charlie.
She's not backseat driving. Dude, Mary, don't. Do not,
Mary.
Not distract the driver.
I have.
Fellas,
do you want him to quit?
Like,
Mary, stop it.
I'll bite your...
Mary, stop it.
Stop it. All right.
Charlie, when we thought my dog was dying,
yes.
You came into the living room and
yes.
You looked down at him,
yep.
And all you said was, doesn't look good.
That's not all
there
I said.
There wasn't no... There wasn't any empathy.
Well, no, that's not true. Rufus and I started taking bets for how long he was going to live. And I lost. I took an hour. Rufus took 5 hours. And that damn dog's still alive. So hopefully we have better luck.
He had a seizure.
Turn left onto Highway 73
south. In 5.5 miles, turn left on
73
south.
Fellas, if you can see yourself driving for miles and not having Siri in your ear, but Mary in your ear.
Oh, yeah, we are on East State Street.
You know, Charlie, any guy would be lucky to have me.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
So,
you know, what she wants is a millionaire to let her live her life alone.
Let her, that's it. I mean, it sounds like she's looking for a loan, is what it looks like, a life loan.
I can't find a millionaire because Lois is going to take him before I do.
I don't think I want one.
You just said you wanted a millionaire.
I don't think I do.
I do not. I don't want to wash anyone's dirty underwear.
It's a nice town, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Fox Lake.
Yes.
Fox Lake is nice.
Welcome to Fox Lake. You know, the water towers.
Yeah.
You guys know how water towers work?
No.
And look, they have an old-fashioned.
What do they have?
Right here.
An old-fashioned diner.
Introduce your brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Since we last did the podcast, we have a new brandy.
Oh, no. Now I have to buy three more. Three more and get three more signatures on them.
Who are they for?
Brandy, Chris, Randy and Chris, and Missy and Chuck, and me.
Yeah, but you have two bottles, don't you?
You have one signed.
I have three bottles.
Charlie signed it.
Two need a signature.
Okay, I'll do that.
Charlie signed your bottle, Lubricant Lois.
Yes. And he doesn't have to sign the
Are
other
you upset
one.
About that?
No.
No. God.
Lubricant Lois. No. Shoot, I gotta get you a jacket that says Lubricant Lois.
I don't think so.
Lubricant Lois, Lucy, Susie, and Mary, make me a millionaire, Mary. There you go.
Hey, Char, yeah. I checked the price when I was in Festival Foods.
Yeah.
And your bottle is more expensive than
Grandma.
Well, look at who's Corbell.
Grandma, stop promoting Corbell unintentionally here.
She tells everyone that, Charlie.
Why are you saying that our price point is not the top selling point?
Yes, I think it's so good.
Charlie is the top selling point.
You think it's worth it? You think it's worth it?
Yes.
It is so smooth, I'm telling you. Yes, it's smooth.
I don't know. I'm too tight to open one.
Lois.
I know. It's that stupid.
Well, you know what, Char?
Well, I don't want to open
we
one
should
that
bring Lois back to our house and have an old-fashioned party.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, Lois, if you got a jacket that's a Lubricant Lois, it would be a starting conversation for your boyfriend in the bars.
Yeah. You know that? Do you have a boyfriend, though?
They'd be interested.
No, I don't.
You were going to take my millionaire.
I'm not sharing anything of mine with anyone.
What?
I'm not sharing anything of mine with anyone.
But I was never Lucy.
Oh, Grandma, your phone. Who is it?
Oh.
Better see who it is.
You can't tell by your watch.
It's my millionaire.
Mom, happy grandma's millionaire. Oh, are you going to get to your phone in time?
But I want to... I do not want
to... First of all, your ring sounds like the winning sound of a slot machine.
Uh-oh.
Is there a reason for that?
Who does it, doesn't it?
Mary, I gotta say this, so we didn't finish building out your dating.
We're not doing that anymore.
All right, so you're interested.
Charlie, how many people are in that cemetery?
No, Mary, the joke is how many dead people are in that cemetery?
No.
How many people in that cemetery are dead? How many dead people are in that cemetery?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I screwed up.
You really screwed that joke up.
Yep, you did.
Oh, that's my favorite joke.
Oh, dear.
Lewis is like, you are crazy.
I'm glad I brought him along.
You got them all?
Yep, I got them.
What did you bring, Sue? Her pills.
My pills.
Oh, gosh.
Got any fun ones in there, Grandma? Yeah.
I got a bike it in. You want a bike it in?
Yeah, give me that before the casino.
You'll spend way too much money.
All right, well, here we got it. So anyways, Mary, does that conclude your dating profile? We have an interest. Do you have to be with a Catholic?
Yes.
Oh, and Grandma says yes, hot off the gate.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So she's gotta stick with her religion. Mary's favorite thing is, I'm 66 years old and I should know what I'm doing, when I'm doing. And yeah. I question some of her moves.
Well, like what move do you question? Her looking through the barrel of a gas?
Nice. Sue has a t-shirt that says director on it.
That says what?
Director. We took a girls' week down in Arizona. And we all had t-shirts that said, I survived Girls Weekend 2021. And all Sue's shirt said, the director.
Wait, you guys went to Arizona in 2021?
Or
no, it was
2001.
Like,
sorry.
2001.
I missed it by 20.
It is quite a difference.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. New polling shows more Democrats think President Biden should step aside following his dismal debate performance against Donald Trump. CBS Director of Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
Nearly 3 in 4 voters don't think that President Joe Biden should be running for president in the first place. That is a higher percentage on that sentiment from February when it was about 2/3.
Hurricane Beryl is now a Category 4 storm in the Caribbean. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking it.
This is not just some weak hurricane that's coming through. This is a major hurricane that can cause lots of damage in terms of wind, storm surge, and also flooding rain.
The rain coming down in South Florida now, where the Panthers are celebrating their big Stanley Cup win.
Go Panthers, come on.
Let's go.
Tens of thousands of fans are partying with the team as they make their way down A1A. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing before a sellout at American Family Field, nearly half of them Cubs fans, as Chicago pulled off a 5-3 victory Saturday. The Cubs jumped out to an early lead with a single, then a 2-run homer by Chicago's Michael Busch on just the first two pitches of the game, Brewers starter Tobias Myers.
I think a lot of it's just baseball. They were aggressive today. They know what I've been doing the last couple weeks is attacking with the four seam, so I think they did a pretty good job of coming out and putting some good swings on some fastballs.
The crew battled back to a 3-3 tie until reliever Yoel Piamps gave up a walk and a home run to Ian Happ in the eighth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You're in the major leagues and you're pitching at that time in the game. Walks are not a possibility. I mean, it's just not part of it. If you look at our pitching staff, a lot of our success, and it's been great this year, of not giving up free bases. The home run is the home run.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Sunday and light winds, highs in the lower 70s. Clear skies tonight will drop back to the upper 40s. On Monday, plentiful sunshine once again, a few clouds around with highs in the lower 70s, some showers late Monday night.
It's 66 at our studios.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, DJ Olbrus joins me to talk about Riverfest Lacrosse. And from the Green Bay Children's Museum, Heather Heil is in studio to talk 4th of July in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm Charlie Behrens, and this is the Cripes Cast. And you're about to listen to a conversation with my Grandma Sue, my Aunt Mary, and my Grandma Sue's best casino friend, Lois Bentley.
Look at all the windmills.
Yeah.
You know, I have a picture from 2007, and I don't believe that I was ever that young. I don't remember it.
That's why I say I'm 66 years old, is because, Sue, when you're in the car, you make a left. This is in Fond du Lac. Make a left here,
Mary. I'll tell you how old I am.
Make a right here, grandma. Mary.
I'm 86, and I'm almost 87.
86, almost 87. Grandma, 87 years on this earth. What's your best piece of advice?
My best piece of advice is keep your nose clean.
Keep your nose clean.
Yeah.
Like no boogers or no...
No, not, that's just a metaphor.
Metaphor for no drugs.
Yeah, and no... Just stay within the law, and as far as I'm concerned, stay within your religion. Yeah.
Well.
Well, you can't say. If you need medication, you need it.
Yeah.
And we won't consider that a drug.
Hang on, I screwed the pooch here. I gotta do a little Y turn. We're doing a detour.
Another change in life.
Look at all the windmills. Holy cow.
Yeah. It's a nice little farmhouse here, huh?
Yeah.
Look, they got a Yui. We get to do a little Yui up.
Yes, they do.
Now, I guarantee you there's somebody in this farmhouse looking out the window saying, who the hell is...
Going towards our barn.
Who's turning around in our deal?
Oh, yeah. Their garage doors are all
They should
open.
Expect it with that little sign up there.
Look at their buildings really need repair, don't they?
Yeah.
On both sides of the road.
They just need painting.
Yeah, I don't think either of those barns are... visitors.
They're waiting for a hurricane.
You don't think they're in use? No cows?
No cows.
No pigs?
No pigs. Oh, they've got crops in, though. Look at that. That corn's on its way to being knee high by the 4th of July.
Oh, wow. Where's the corn? I don't see any.
So we got Mary over here with a bump foot due to arthritis, and then Lois, you bumped your ankle, huh?
I broke my leg.
How did you do that?
I fell down.
You fell down, broke the leg. Did it hurt?
No.
Is it the tibia or the ankle? Lois.
I don't know. The tibia must be. It's between the Lois, ankle when, and the knee.
When you broke it,
yeah, it's the tibia.
Was somebody in the house?
No.
Did you call somebody?
Oh, yeah, after a while.
How long did it take you to call someone, Lois?
Probably a couple of hours.
Really?
Yeah. How did you maneuver with a broken leg?
I don't know. I just kind of crawled on the crawled until I got to a couch, and I got on there.
And so you can. Did it hurt when you got to the couch?
Oh, maybe a little.
You can't walk on it, right?
Oh gosh, no.
Well, did you have to go to the bathroom in a period of time before you broke it and you called somebody?
I don't remember.
Interesting line of questioning there, Mary.
Well,
so summer's almost here. What's everyone most excited about for summer?
Just getting outside and enjoying the weather.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to just sitting on the deck. That's as far as I go. I
would
be
too to look at the water.
You got a nice...
I know, Lois, that's why I never want to move.
No.
There's the cows. Count the cows. How many cows?
Oh, yeah. It's time to count the cows.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I got it. There's 56.
They're laying down.
37.
One was taking a little poo-poo.
Well,
he was getting up to do it. That was good.
Were they having sex?
Oh,
no,
grandma.
None of them. I checked that out too. None of them were.
What is wrong with you, Sue?
Well,
I just asked because
do you watch,
that's how kids...
Do you watch cows having sex when
no,
we go for rides?
No, never. But that's how children that are brought up on the farm know about those things.
The birds and the bees.
To the animals.
Really?
Really.
The married women or the single women?
So,
I'm talking about
now this is close to head.
Grow up on a farm, watch
grow
cows.
Close to head.
And then they don't have to have the talk.
Did you see that? Road closed ahead.
Road closed ahead. That must be symbolic for the conversation we're having right now.
Yeah.
So kids watch animals, watch cows.
No, but they'll probably say to their parents, well, how come those two cows are together?
And then what do the parents say?
Gosh. And then, you know, when a cow delivers a baby.
Did you have a conversation with your kids about the birds and the bees?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Lois, did you do the sex talk with your kids?
No. I guess they learned about it before I had the chance.
That was a good one, Lo.
Do you know what Bob did with your dad and I?
No.
He sat down. And he said, I need to talk to you too. And we were like 11 years old.
Yeah.
He drew pictures. I had no idea. And he was a bad drawer.
Dick I think and I that's looked, when I got pregnant with Joel.
Dick and I looked at each other and we had no idea what he was drawing.
Hey,
it was like stick figures.
So grandpa draws pictures.
Drew pictures.
And that got him going enough to conceive Joel with grandpa.
No, I was expecting. And Bob, you know, was upset to begin with.
What? Because you were expecting?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It was 8 years, and, you know, we had kids, and we finally were able to go to work and whatnot, and I'm pregnant. It's 8 years later. And Bob said something, and I said, okay. I said, I don't know what you're worried about. I have to go to bed for 9 months just to carry the baby. So I don't think you've got anything to complain about.
Well, maybe.
And with that,
because he had to take care of the other one.
Yeah.
He said, that's right, he said. And he called all the kids together and he said, we can do this because Mom has a lot of problems carrying the baby. And he said, she's not allowed to do any housework or whatever. And I wasn't, because as soon as I would try to do anything, he would put me in labor.
So
the kids did all the everything, but in the midst of it all, Bob sat down with Mary and Dick and drew these pictures.
Oh, then I was 14 when he did that.
Yeah.
So he drew drawing stick pictures about, because were questions coming up about how you got pregnant?
I suppose.
Yeah. Mary, how did that conversation arise? I don't see Grandpa just starting to sit
he
down.
He did just start it. Well, and you know what? Dick and I already knew.
But how it happened.
You know, now I think at first I thought we didn't know, but you know, I do think we knew, but we didn't understand what he was saying with the stick pictures. And then finally he had to come right out and say it, and Dick and I kind of looked at it, each other like, oh, the talk.
So you know what he did? because rather than, so I didn't have to go to bed, you know, because it meant my life as well as the baby's. So what he did was he said, I want you to work at the office. So that started me at the office, and you know, all I did was sit all day and type, which was great. And so I went home. I was supposed to have the baby on the 9th of November, and it was cesarean section, we knew that. So I quit work the 8th, and Dr. McBride called and said, you can't have the baby, you have an infection. He said,
you know what,
we have to wait until
he
Monday.
He did draw people, Lois. He drew body parts.
Yeah. So the baby was born, Joel was born on my birthday.
Oh, that's nice. So did you get to pick the day that he was born?
No, no. Nor did I say it's my birthday, and I, you know, I would rather not have surgery on my birthday. Nope, I didn't. Joel was born on my birthday, and I was glad and happy that he was.
Well, you did a lot of labor on your birthday. I'll see that much.
Yeah.
Well, you know, after I quit work, just that day, those 2 days, I started going into labor because I did a few things around the house. And they didn't want me in labor whatsoever. So they made me, or they said, when I got to the hospital, they said, you are not to do anything because you've been in labor and the uterus evidently was about to rupture. And so a nun, who, you know, what they did surgery that was not allowed at St. Agnes, but they did it anyway on me that day. And a nun came up to me and she said, I was there for the procedure because I wanted to know just what caused St. Agnes to perform this. It was called a tubal gate, which, you know, was not allowed at St. Agnes. But it was approved by the bishop and whatnot because of my health. She said, I hope you're not worried about that, what happened to you. She said, there was just no choice in the matter. With that, I lived with it till 2010, and I had to have a hysterectomy.
Wow.
You know, I didn't do the hysterectomy right away, but because they knew I couldn't have any more babies.
And then you had a Joel with you.
Yep, then we had Joel.
Joel, baby.
What's all your favorite card games? Grandma, what's your favorite card game?
Oh, I don't play cards. My daughter-in-law's sister blew it for me.
Why?
Well, we played this game, and, you know, you were allowed to take whatever cards were thrown in the middle. And she always was grabbing everything, you know.
Who's this?
Her name's Carolyn.
Carolyn.
In Mississippi.
Renee's sister.
Oh, Renee's sister. She ruined cards for you.
Yeah. This was how long ago, Sue?
About
40 years ago?
No.
30?
No. Lois, I played cards, didn't I, with you and Bob?
What game did you guys play?
Sheephead.
Sheephead.
Oh, that was our husband's favorite
game. Poker. One or the other.
Bob didn't like poker.
Well, that way it must have been Sheephead.
Yeah, it was Sheephead.
That translates to Dad, too. Dad likes Sheephead over poker.
Yeah.
You guys play euchre?
Bob did. I never did know how. His parents played euchre all the time. I never did learn how to play it.
All of Paul's family plays euchre.
Is that your favorite game, Mary?
No.
Poker or Sheephead?
Poker. Yeah, I'd say Sheephead's my favorite game, too.
You have to think a little on it. Think more on Sheephead.
What was that game that your dad asked Mary, how come you knew how to play it when you were in school? What was the name of it? Mary, do you have any gum?
You told me you had gum, Sue.
Well, I gave it to you the whole pack.
Okay. I don't remember you doing that.
For Mary's dating profile, folks,
Charlie
has memory issues, so that'll come in handy if you
Charlie,
have a
stop.
On the side. She'll forget.
I can find my own guy.
Mary, really, don't you remember that me giving
no,
you that
No, I don't recall. Did you
do it?
Oh, she did.
I thought it was I knew it was
Mary, it's a kid's show and you're saying on it.
Yeah.
What's a kid's show?
This is a kid's show.
Yes, this is something kids can watch.
Yeah, grandma's telling kids how to learn about sex, go work on a farm, watch cows fornicate. Now, grandma, if those cows are not married...
That's disgusting, Sue.
Yeah, because you got one bull, and that bull goes hog wild on them cows, and that seems to be a little... promiscuous.
They hope the bull will be.
Yeah, they do. What does that say? Is that a Catholic deal there?
I don't think religion's involved. The cows.
The cows, all right.
You know what? Okay.
Not in the States, anyway.
No.
Mary, what are you looking forward to this summer?
Finding a guy.
Mary, we can help you today.
Mary, what's your ideal first date?
My ideal first date is...
Where do you want me to take you? Away from our mother.
Pretty much. How about Devil's Lake? That's fun.
Yeah, that's good.
That is fun. I like Mercer, too. That is fun.
Mercer.
But you know what? Those are all day trips, which you wouldn't do on a first date.
Mercer you can't do on one day.
No. You know, after we get our pontoon boat, we could go fishing. That would be a fun first date.
Who's getting a pontoon
boat? We are.
Oh, because you're marrying a millionaire.
No. Sue and I are getting a pontoon boat.
Oh, yeah?
We are?
Who's driving us? Oh my God! Who's driving it?
Yeah,
I can drive that.
We're getting it with the money we win at the casino.
Oh, that's right. We're going to the casino. We're gonna be. Hey, how did you guys like going on stage in Green Bay?
Charlie, we don't remember it. But
I thought it was
fun. Brought it up.
Yeah, it was very fun, Charlie.
It was great.
Was it?
It really
the
was.
Crowd, the crowd, you got a bigger pop from the crowd than I got the entire damn show.
No.
How do you think that makes me feel, too? I worked so
Charlie,
hard.
That's not true.
It is true.
Charlie, let me tell you, that show was probably the best show of yours I've
ever
seen.
That was very fun.
Well, thank you.
It was a great show.
I loved it with Leroy saying happy birthday to you.
Yeah,
that was nice.
The whole thing, I mean, gifts, oh my goodness, the rec center gave you gifts. You got so many gifts,
I didn't believe it.
It was a great birthday, it really was. But when you guys walked on stage after the video, got the biggest pop of the show, and I will also say that I've been doing these shows around the country, and that video that we did, everybody says my favorite, thing was the Grandma Sue video with Lubricant Lois.
That's because Grandma and Lubricant Lois were going back and forth.
You should have said that.
Yeah.
It isn't that you didn't want to, you just can't think that fast.
Well, you thought pretty fast,
Lois, with the Lucy Susie. That just came flying out of your mouth.
Lucy Susie.
Woozy Susie.
Yeah, let's think of a nickname for Grandma. And Lois just, it just flew out of her mouth.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
The 2425 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Hometown Pharmacy, Off Your Rocker, Prairie Sage, Rustic Redefined, The Collar Club Boarding and Grooming, Quality Feed and Seed, Homestead Golf and Supper Club, El Cafe Restaurant in Port Edwards. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball is on the air from historic Winterfield. It's the final game of the first half of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Yockum, your voice of the Rafters on the radio side of things. Rafters Radio, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM or on your Civic Media apps, it's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio. The fourth consecutive game against the Dock Spiders to close out this first half of the season. The home opener here at Winterfield to begin the campaign was right here against these Dock Spiders on Tuesday, May 28th. And here on Sunday, June 30th, we'll wrap out the first half of the season against Fond du Lac as well. Douglas Coe, Kirk Schreider meeting at home plate right now. Exchanging lineup cards, we'll get into our starting pitchers in our lineups when we come back after the national anthem. Right before first pitch. We had a long day yesterday at Hare Baker Field, home of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, finishing up a suspended game from Friday night at Fondy. We picked up at the top of the fifth inning, played the final four innings, and the Rafters ended up winning that one 11-7. The seven-inning nightcap with Nick Paulson on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids and Clay Kennedy for Fond du Lac went seven. In the bottom of the seventh is a walk-off single with two outs from Parker Knoll, the three-hitting center fielder, to win the ball game. Paulson went an inning of two-thirds, allowed five hits, three runs. All were earned. He walked two and struck out three on 42 pitches. Kenji Perales made his Rafter debut, the right-hander from San Gabriel, California, and California State University Northridge, going two and a third innings, allowing three hits, two runs. One was earned. He walked three and struck out two. From there, Ethan Breslin, in his third appearance as a Rafter, put together his best outing with the team by far. Two shutout innings, the only two innings in the ballgame, where Fond du Lac did not score in the home half of the fifth and sixth inning. Breslin allowed two hits, walked three, and struck out two on 54 pitches. Kyle Bender allowed the walk-off run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kyler McIntosh, the offensive player to highlight in the loss last night for Wisconsin Rapids. A big two-run single in that three-run top of the fifth inning to tie it at five apiece. Also had an RBI single in the fourth inning. As we see some Little League and some youth baseball players being brought onto the field here, part of our opening ceremonies today and this afternoon. Rafters and Fond du Lac playing in their sixth game between the two clubs this summer out of eight total. Final two games will be a home and home starting on August 7th and 8th. August 7th here at Winterfield, August 8th at Hare Baker Field. These two teams will not meet in July. So far in five games, 3-2 are the Dock Spiders over the Rafters. In the first four matchups, it was the road team to win every single game. Last night's walk-off for Fondy marked the first time a home team won a matchup between the Rafters and the Dock Spiders. this season. We will get into the starting lineups, and then we'll head to the national anthem. We got more time in our pregame show than anticipated today. We'll talk more about the pitchers when they take the mound. Ricky Williams will start for Wisconsin Rapids, the right-hander from the University of South Carolina. Leading off for the Raptors at second base is Owen McElpatrick. Hitting second at third base is Mason Onati in the three spot, doing the catching is Jack Matthey. Grayson Schaefer will clean things up at first base. Jorge Degatti will hit fifth in right field. Walker Buchanan, the Virginia Cavalier, will hit sixth and play center. Landon Gaz will hit seventh as the DH hit his first home run as a Raptor yesterday in the conclusion of Game 1 at Fond du Lac. Kyler McIntosh, off his impressive day at the plate, will hit eighth and play short. Aiden Teal rounds out the group by batting ninth in center field. David Dean, the southpaw, will get the ball. He was the opening day starter at Hare Baker Field back on Monday, May 27th.